State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. Nearly every day, a silver Subaru makes its way through the tiny towns and white pine woods of Wexford County in northern Michigan. Behind the wheel is Jeannie Schnitger, a nurse with the state's maternal and infant health program. Last week, I tagged along with her for a ride.
We're going to go on my duty little silver bullet.
Well, this is nothing. Mine's way worse. We start off on an overcast Thursday. Jeannie Schnitger's station wagon is packed with patient files, scales, diapers, formula, and spare baby clothes.
All right, we're gonna head north, and we're hoping to find some girls home.
She'd been texting with clients all morning. Only a few have gotten back. We head out from her office at District Health Department No. 10 in Cadillac toward the tiny town of Manton. Schnitger works for the Maternal and Infant Health Program. It sends out nurses and social workers to the homes of pregnant moms or moms with newborns all over the state. To qualify, moms have to be eligible for Medicaid, which means they don't have a lot of money. Many of Schnitger's clients live in rural areas, and she says it's tough for them to make appointments in town.
We do have a transit authority in our county, but the girls that are in the outreaching areas, if they're coming into Cadillac for an appointment, it'll take them all day.
That's one of the reasons home health visits are so important. But there are other uncertainties that make setting up the appointments difficult. We pull off onto a dirt road in search of one of Schnitger's clients, a young mom who hasn't responded to her texts.
So we're going to go to a home here. This girl doesn't know we're coming. So keep your fingers crossed that she will be home.
Schnitger leaves me in the car while she goes up to the front porch.
I'll be up there.
The person who answers the door tells Schnitger that her client, the mom, isn't there. She hasn't been there for at least a few days. This kind of thing happens a lot. It happens to home health nurses and social workers all over the state. Their clients lead unpredictable lives, and there are a lot of no-shows. Schnitger and I drive back into town so she can text other clients. Soon we're pulling up to a little house with pink flamingos in the yard.
It's Jeannie!
This is the home of Savannah Sutton and her almost four-month-old daughter, Olive.
Are you bearing weight? It's you bearing weight? Oh yeah, good job. Good, she got good heads.
Olive, by the way, is adorable. And Schnitger, who's been a home visit nurse for 26 years, goes way back with this family and with Savannah.
Her mother was on the program. So she, yep, and so I followed, she has siblings also that.
Yeah, so it's a whole family thing.
Yeah.
So was Savannah as cute of a baby?
Savannah was adorable. Oh yeah.
And when baby Savannah grew up and became a mommy, she knew she wanted her daughter to see Nurse Jeannie too.
I think it gives you an extra resource you can kind of tap into when you have a problem, because there's been many times I've kind of been like, I don't know who I should contact with a problem, because, you know, people are hesitant sometimes, I think. But I guess I feel more comfortable talking to Jeannie about something.
The way Schnitger explains this to me is that doing home visits taps into much more social and emotional aspects of healthcare. And here's the thing. Home visits have proven to be one of the most effective ways of improving health for mothers and babies. There's a lot of research now backing it up. Home visits reduce stress, lead to healthier habits for both moms and babies, and they ultimately save healthcare costs by preventing problems before they pop up.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Schnitger finishes her visit at Sutton's house, and we get back in the car. She tells me one of the reasons she thinks this works is because of the personal relationships she gets to develop with her clients. It's good for the clients. It's good for her, too.
I love my job. Even with all the trials and things, it's still, I think, one of the best.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.